Hey, you know what time it is. DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. So it's safe to say this season didn't work out as planned, Will?
We still have two games left. Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
There is a little hope. We do have two games. A lot could happen in two games.
We could get back in the hunt. If we end the season on the edge of the playoff, on the bubble of the playoff bubble, then I'll feel good.
On the bubble.
Yeah, on the bubble of the bubble.
The bubble of the bubble.
Right. Not the actual playoff bubble because we've been eliminated, but if we can get back onto the outer bubble of the inner bubble.
Yeah. Where, like, if the bubble pops, you got, like, a layer of protection before you're screwed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then we keep Jerry Rosberg, I think.
Boom. What chance does Jerry Rosberg have at getting the Broncos head coaching job? We discuss after this. Welcome to That's Good Broncos podcast. Emergency podcast, I guess, because the Broncos did fire head coach Nathaniel Hackett today, which is a surprise. But not a surprise after the Rams game and the way that went. But I thought he was going to be safe regardless to the end of the season. But he gone. So we'll talk about that. We can recap a little bit of our thoughts from Christmas because that sucked for the Broncos as well.
Yep.
And what they'll be doing moving forward. Today's episode sponsored by our friends over at DraftKings Sports. Book. Just use code DNVR when you sign up over there. And of course, my coffee company, benchwarmerbrew.com. That's DraftKings. My company's Benchwarmer Brew. I don't know. Maybe I own DraftKings. Do I own DraftKings, Will?
I think you deserve at least a percentage at this point.
Yes. Do we think Rosenberg can fix Russ? That would be the craziest storyline in NFL.
I don't know who Rosenberg is, but if he can fix Russ, I want him. I need him.
Yeah. Is it Rosenbaum? Rosenbaum? Roland Gardner. Roland Gardner.
Yeah, it's the kid from American Pie.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know where to start. Like, usually... Hey, we've been through this. Coach is fired. Let's talk about the guys they might hire. But we haven't had a coach fired in the middle of the season since Joshy McDaniels.
Do you remember who the interim was back then, too?
Eric Studisville. Studisville.
Very nice. Studisville. Good job.
Running backs coach. Yep. I met him briefly, Super Bowl 50. Super nice guy. He hung around with the Broncos for a while too.
Oh yeah. He made a lot of different regimes. And then I think he
went down to Miami maybe. Is that where Studs was?
I think that might be right. Hmm. He was a good interim though. He got a really good game out of Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
against the Texans, who were not good that year, but it was a fun game at the end of a very bad season. Hopefully we can get one or two entertaining games to close this one out.
This?
We play the Chiefs and the Chargers, though. So.
But think about it, Will. This is shaping up. Broncos play the Chiefs this week.
Yeah.
For the Broncos to get the our head coach just got fired, so our team's going to play ridiculously good for this week and this week only boost. Huh? If the the Broncos end their losing streak to the Chiefs with an interim head coach the week that their coach got fired. And what if it's fuck it? What if it is just not even Brett Rippin? Who's the other guy we got?
Jared Tano? Jared, not Carson Strong Tano. Jared Guarantano.
Guarantano Bay.
Garantino.
Garantano Bay.
Quentin Garantino.
Yeah. Just start him. Evan, we'll do that. We'll rank the three realistic coaching candidates. It's all we're
oh, you'll be getting down a lot of that shit.
Oh yeah. All right, here's where I do want to start, actually.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. I'm glad that felt like a gift. Because usually, you know, there's a little bit of relief, a little bit of optimism when your head coach gets fired. Because it's usually gotten to the point where shit's really bad.
Yeah.
And I thought the Broncos were fair to Vic Fangio. They gave him three seasons. But when they did move on from him, I was like, it's time. It's time to go. We got our guy in Hackett. And now, this season was such a nightmare, continues to be a nightmare. We are now, I think, at rock bottom. There are so many problems, which we've talked about every week. I have no faith. I have very little faith that whoever the Broncos sign, convinced to be their head coach, that 2023 is going to be significantly better. It might be a step up towards the right direction, but I don't know why any coach would want this fucking job right now. It doesn't look like we know there's all this weird right. personality shit with Russell Wilson, fair or not, but that's a story. We know he's played bad. They don't have picks in this draft or any good picks when you're this bad. They're going to be tight for money this following season. They are in the definition of their rebuild year, but with the QB that they invested all their money to do the rebuild, but he's not good. So it's going to take a special soul to come in here and save this fucking team, Will. Walk me back from the ledge, my friend. Please. Okay.
And I think here's where we have a little bit of hope. And we can fall back on our extremely, extremely wealthy overlords over at Walmart. Is this an attractive job? I mean, compared to most jobs on Earth, definitely. Definitely.
Compared to any job at Walmart, yes.
Security guard. Broncos head coach upgrade. Let's see. Just like trash collector. I mean, that's a noble profession, but I like to think that coaching the Broncos is a step up from there.
You know what I would take over this?
What would you take?
Forest Ranger. I'd rather be a Forest Ranger easily.
That's your prerogative. I get that. I guess what I'm trying to say, though, is, yeah, I mean, out of the 32 jobs, it's probably in the bottom three right now. And there's only going to be like eight available, if that.
Yeah, how many coaches are getting fired? Maybe that's what we should figure out too.
That's always, yeah, that's always a deagle bullet.
Thank nice. You, Charles.
We can go through and take a look at that, but that's going to impact, you know, what kind of caliber head coaching candidate wants to come to Denver. Although they have the ability to say no as well. We know that Jiro Evero said no to the interim head coaching job already. Though
no, thanks, guys.
He's a regular candidate for the head coach. But the offset of not having a ton of assets and flexibility in terms of your roster is that you might make the most money of any coach ever, because the Waltons can pay you. They can basically hand you a blank check. You can get the John Gruden deal without the 10 years part.
Yeah. And hopefully without the paper trail.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't like, do I think they're going to end up with Sean Payton or Jim Harbaugh? Like, no, I don't know why Jim Harbaugh, if he was yearning to get back to the NFL, which I don't know that he is, I don't know why he'd pick this job over the Colts, somewhere he has a history.
Right.
Although he does have, I know he does have ties with Payton. Sean Payton, we've already learned since the last time we talked that he's built, he's assembling a super crew of coaches that includes Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Don't think Vic Fangio is interested in coming back to Denver for various reasons. But you never know. Like, the two of the best head coaches from the last cycle turned out to be, you know, Dable, O'Connell, and McDaniels. So, or McDaniel. So the, yeah, the singular McDaniel, not Josh. So you just don't know what you're getting. Like,
yeah. And say? Even Josh McDaniels, based on wins, has been better. Like,
yeah.
You want to be brutally true. Honest? Josh McDaniels has been better. You're right. Like, I don't know if it needs to be the all-star. I don't know if Sean Payton would even be the right guy.
Yeah. And go ahead though. I've got another.
We're looking for like this magic elixir with the next head coach. And now not only do you have to be willing to accept like a situation that's not great, you have the most uncertain outcome for your QB position with Russell Wilson. It is the biggest mystery I've ever seen as a football fan, in terms of a guy was very good 2 years ago. He was pretty good last year, had an injury, and then was horrible this year. Was just one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah. It's where like
is that it? Is he done? Like, is he, because it looks like he's question. Done from here on out.
It's a Peyton Manning level drop off.
Without,
but Manning's drop off was very explicable.
Yeah,
he was hurt. He was 39 years old. His body was falling apart. Yeah. There are a ton of reasons. Stan, he might be what we need. That's the thing. Is like, are you willing as a head coach to bet on 10 years of evidence or the most recent 1 year of evidence? You can even stretch that out 2 or 3 years. You know, if you do believe that he was declining his last couple of years in Seattle, which
you have to just say it was his
support both.
You can, you'd have to just believe it was his, it was 2021. That he declined, because 2020 was one of his best seasons.
The first half was, and then he kind of like, he fell off from there, but even that level of play is worlds above what we've gotten this season. So I don't know. I mean, here's the thing that I don't like about firing Hackett in season. Although I, you know, I at the end of the day, I don't particularly care at this point. And you know, I guess it was warranted after making us sit through that shit on Christmas Day. Someone had to lose their job for that. But how can you sell to the next head coach that they're going to have security if Russ comes out and bombs again?
Yeah, that is.
You know?
Well, I mean, I think if you're the ownership slash your message through your GM is like, this coach was hired after we were here. We were both on the same page with this hire. And, you know, there'll be, but the other thing you got to think about too is the NFL just presented, didn't they just like present the owners with all of the money that they're paying out to fired coaches like a week or two ago? Like, it's some asinine number that across the league they're paying just an insane amount of money for coaches who are not coaching out their contracts. And the idea was to stop this from happening?
Yeah, it's like it's a billion-dollar industry, just like coaches getting paid not to coach.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So, like, they could make the next coach the highest paid coach, or we could see a new thing where coaches are giving shorter contracts in their first go around with teams. Like, most of these contracts are 4 or 5 year deals for coaches. Why not, if your actual sort of window for a coach to succeed is 2 years, and this is obviously shorter than that, then maybe it's, hey, you got a 2 year deal. You got 1 year with Russ. If it's really bad again, we'll give you the resources to either go after somebody else, or we can draft somebody. But you got 2 years that we'll guarantee right now. Like,
yeah. I mean, at that point though, like, wouldn't a coach rather them?
Yeah. It's like 800 million to get it right. Thank you.
Wouldn't a coach rather just like blow it up? And because I don't know if you've seen this, but there are guys on Twitter, and I want to find out who exactly came up with the list. I think it was Zach Seegers, who I don't know personally, but
I know Zach.
Okay. He had like a good, he did some spot track sort of research. Magic. And figured out like, what it would take to like make the Broncos a real team, even after waiving Russ after a year. So I don't know, like, there, like, if they want to, they will find a way to do it. If that is what they're dead set on moving on from Hackett and Russell Wilson right now, they'll do it. Like, I like the Falcons moved on from Matt Ryan. The Rams moved on from Goff. Eagles with Wentz. I know those are different situations, but like, these, you know, these buyouts just get bigger and bigger every year, and teams are just willing. They're not willing. They're willing to waste money, but they're not willing to waste time. Time is so much more of a valuable commodity in the NFL than hundreds of millions of dollars.
What I think, because I saw a tweet about like the Broncos don't have to keep Russell Wilson, right? I forget, it was something like that. And because they could make him a post June cut or something.
Yeah. So this is from Greg Rosenthal from NFL.com.
It could, you know, they could just eat the cap next year and move on or whatever. But
yeah,
I don't think it's in your best interest to do that. Because if Russ comes back, one of two things are going to happen. He's going to be done, washed, bad again. He's going to be very bad again. You're going to go through a whole season where he's bad. But at the end of that season, you got the little carrot, which is your draft pick. And as you have said, 2024 might be a decent quarterback draft class. So, worst case scenario, you pay him to play like he's supposed to do. You're not wasting your money, even if it doesn't go well on the field. Or you bring in the right head coach, an offensive coordinator that's going to get the best out of Russ, because outside of him being a bad quarterback, I think the physical tools are still there, right? For the most part.
I do too, thing, except for the, you know, the quickness.
Spin. Yeah. The spin out of your sacks is not there.
And that's like not nothing either.
Yeah. And last game, his deep ball, his throws weren't accurate. Like, it was a bad game, but for the most part through the rest of the season, he can still throw it deep. He can still move, probably better than half of the quarterbacks in the league. So it's like, if you do bring in the right guy, you could get good football out of him next season, and you don't have to worry about it. And even if you get good football, you can still think about drafting your next guy, or, you know, taking a flyer on the next fucking Brock Purdy or whoever the hell emerges at that young, good quarterback that nobody thought would ever start in the NFL, but they play for the 49ers. So they look pretty good. I don't think it's in their best interest to cut him until after next year. That to me would be the earliest move on time. And even if he were horrible next year and you drafted your guy, I would keep him for the following year to be the guy that starts while your rookie can sit behind him a little bit. But that does require patience. And you just said that doesn't happen. NFL owners,
yeah, I mean, this is their first go around owning an NFL team. And it's like they know that they're like in deep shit, basically. And they want to I sincerely believe that they want to put their stamp on this team. And because they're being embarrassed right now.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed watching the team, and I'm not even close to owning them. So I can't imagine how they felt.
Yeah. And they had to lose to their cousin, Marion. Yeah. Married in cousin, Stan Kroenke.
Yeah. By a lot of points, too.
Yeah.
Like 37 of them.
Poor ass Kroenke coming in, marrying into that wealthy family only to show you up. I don't think so.
And then Kroenke himself put the crying filter over the poor Broncos fans that were left at SoFi Stadium. Adding insult to injury on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. And we didn't even get a Nickelodeon most valuable player out of it.
Dude, Russ would have been a shoe-in for that. He would have been a shoe-in.
He would have been the perfect MVP.
Yeah, he is. Oh, my God. If he could have finished his career with the MVP award but never getting an MVP award.
Yeah.
Blown opportunity.
Makes me sick, really.
Yeah. Here's one thing that has to happen. Russ has to realize he's got problems, and whatever his approach to this season was,
the opposite.
Can't do that again. Can't do that again. No friggin' way. No way. And I think Russ is the kind of guy who will say, yeah, I played a bad game, but I don't know if he's the kind of guy who truly believes he needs to change what he's doing to correct it. Like, and not in a arrogant way, but in a not self-aware way. Like, I've had success doing it this way my whole career. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to fight through this. Something's going to change type of attitude. That's what I feel like we're kind of stuck with.
Yeah, I think I think they would also benefit, too, from...
You know, Ice Panda, don't you dare. That would be an all-time...
That would make Russ the
biggest villain in Broncos history.
No, that's the inside job that Pete Carroll's always talking about.
Oh.
I think that even if, you know, if you do hang on to Russ, which is, you know, most likely going to happen, although, like we said, like there's avenues out of it, really painful avenues, but if you keep Russ next season, I think you have to bring in, like, I know I'm just saying his name because we just played him, but like a Baker Mayfield type to push for the starting job.
That's fair. That's not a bad idea. Because
I'm not one to generally say like, you know, players are entitled or, you know, they're too full of themselves because they're, you know, they're adults and they should, you know, conduct themselves how they want. But like, you play like shit. You can't pull the celebrity, act another year. Like you have to start acting like, the rest of the pedestrian quarterbacks in the NFL. Like you have to carry yourself, you know, more like, I was gonna say Taylor Heineke, but Taylor Heineke actually is pretty cool.
You'd have to be Jared Goff, man.
You have to drop yourself to Goff levels and accept a little bit of humility for a while. And no one has a problem with you. Like, I mean, people did have a problem with it, but you know, wearing your own jersey to practice isn't a big deal when you're good, or, you know, posting on Instagram every day, not a big deal if you're good. Like having your own office, for instance, definitely not a big deal if you're good. But if you go out there and you just suck, it's like, okay, well, this didn't work. You're just one of the guys now again, and you have to fight for your job like everybody else.
Yeah.
Regardless of how much you make, and not make it for show either. Like someone like Baker Mayfield or whoever, I mean, you could throw Taylor Heineke's name in there as well as like a sort of a placeholder for that kind of quarterback. If they outplay them, then you like give them the job too.
Yeah. He's got to galvanize the team. Like he's got to be the glue that brings the team together. And he hasn't been that.
Right.
And you can go through the bumps and bruises of not playing well if guys want to rally around you. And obviously it felt like it all fell apart on Christmas with like how, if you were going to guess two guys to get into it on the sideline, Will.
Yeah.
The last two players I would have bet money on with DraftKings would have been Dalton Risner and Brett Rypien to go after each
Probably
other.
Probably true. Rypien for sure.
If you would give me 1,000 combinations of players who could get in a fight with each other, I would have had that as my last two. Final two. Like, I mean, I would put Brandon McManus getting into a fight with Fangio, but
yeah.
You know, whoever, like before those guys, like it's just, it was a bad look. It was bizarre. And then Randy Gregory gets suspended for a game for throwing a punch afterwards. They cut like the video ran into Baker Mayfield when he was having his post game interview. Like
just a bad look altogether. And like,
yeah,
Randy Gregory missing extensive time with injury and now also being suspended. Like that's just the, you know, you hit the cycle on the Randy Gregory experience already.
Yeah. I think Russ is more to blame because I think if Hackett was hired as head coach and Aaron Rodgers was the guy who did come to Denver, I think this is a better football team. I don't know if they're a winning football team because I think Rodgers would have run into some of the issues he's running in or he has experience in Green Bay with his young receivers, not knowing exactly like what he wants to do every play. And I think we've seen our receivers slow to adjust to what Russ does well.
Yeah.
But I think Hackett would have had more success this season with Aaron Rodgers. And that's not to say Hackett would have been the long-term answer or a great head coach, but at this point, from everything we've seen, outside the first couple of weeks with Hackett, in terms of like game day shit, I don't know if he's that much worse than any of the other bad head coaches. You know?
Right. No, I mean, and he's still like, I'm still like a little surprised too, because, you know, he was a good, I don't think you could ever say, I guess, until, you know, Dalton Risner pushed Brett Rypien, that you got the sense that the locker room was really crumbling. Well, yeah. You could see little tiny cracks, like little tiny KJ Hamler sized cracks coming out at times through this season.
Little Trendon Holidays everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Like he was a guy that the team obviously respected, and more will come out. Like, you know, we'll eventually get to read about what this whole season was like.
Oh,
they'll
God,
probably be able to write a book about this season. Maybe we should do that, but I can't wait to hear, like, this will probably come out. It's like, you know, it's like a bad presidency. It's like you'll hear all about it in years to come.
Russell Wilson, per Nathaniel Hackett, used to sneak into his office and shit in his head coaching bathroom. Because
yeah.
Russell Wilson refused to shit in any of his own 12 bathrooms. That was the first thing that went wrong. that's when the Broncos knew that something wasn't right.
Yeah.
And even though it wasn't Hackett's fault, he had to go.
By ESPN Seth Wickersham. 30,000 words.
If you believe in that unlikely scenario, well, why don't you come back down to reality and check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Right now with our code DNVR, when you sign up at DraftKings, download the app, use that code. If you're a new customer, DraftKings is going to give you a chance to win $150 in free bets. All you got to do is bet at least $5 on any pregame money line wager. And if your bet hits, you win $150 in free bets. Is there a safe bet this week? Ooh, this week is probably a little unpredictable. Like I just said, my team might get the boost from having their head coach fired, but they are playing the Missouri football team. So who knows? Would I bet on the team from Colorado here? I would not. So maybe that's a good way to turn your $5 into $150 in free bets. DraftKings, safe, secure, reliable. You can deposit, withdraw your money whenever you want, Will, even when the Broncos are losing. just use our code DNVR. Check out the show notes for details because limitations might apply depending on where you live. All right. What was this question? Time to buy all the Russ Broncos stock. Look, that could happen.
True.
That's the thing. This is Broncos fans being super hopeful that the part of Russell Wilson that was really good or good enough at football, whatever you want to call it, can return because he'll be 34 years old and there's still something there. But I don't know. I'm not convinced that will happen yet.
Let's just pull the Bengals and get O-line. Yeah, I mean, they should. The problem, I think, is that it's not a particularly good free agency class for offensive linemen, which is just bad timing, of course.
Yeah. I mean, they'll get Garrett Bowles back. Yeah. But, like, how's he going to even be coming off an injury? Like, I don't think he's going to be back at his peak for some time soon. I'm not sold anybody on the offensive line is very good at this point, at least consistently speaking. No. Not even the guy we all love in Quinn Meinerz. Like,
Reisner's probably gone too.
Yeah. I mean,
I wish we had a certain guy who's now on the Raiders. Jesus.
Wow. Okay. I put Bruce Arians on the thumbnail, Will.
So we must talk about it.
We got to talk about Bruce Arians.
Okay.
Do you think, because there's a chance he might still want to do some head coaching, because there's a chance that Tom Brady really did force him out of the head coaching job in Tampa Bay. I'm not saying it's a realistic possibility. I'm not even saying he's right fit. But if you were interested, would you be interested in Bruce?
Yeah, he's actually younger than I thought. He's 70 years old.
That's still pretty old for a coach.
It's pretty old for a coach, but he wouldn't be the oldest coach. I think he would be actually a great, like, transition kind of coach who gets us back to respectability by the end of the year.
Paves the way for the OC or DC that you have.
Yeah. I think that would make a lot of sense, actually.
I think he's the kind of coach who could scare Russell Wilson into playing good football again.
Yeah, I mean, he just wouldn't take any crap from Russell Wilson. Not that Russell Wilson's like a crap giver as a quarterback, but he wouldn't let him pull the celebrity act for sure.
Yeah. That would be a funny hire.
Yeah. I don't know that he's having a great year as special teams coordinator in Green Bay. He might be a better head coach than he is special teams coordinator.
How much of being a good special teams coach, I guess, is just having
having good players.
Depth players.
Yeah, it's probably quite a bit of it.
Yeah. Okay. So Bruce Arians would be an interesting option if that becomes available. I'm not saying it is, but I just thought about that right before the show. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's put it on a thumbnail.
Yeah, no one else is going to have it.
No, they won't. Dan Quinn probably going to be the favorite in terms of the amount of people who connect him.
Snore. Boring. I mean, he might be good, but that's just boring.
We were bored with him last year. What made you think we'll be excited about him this year?
That's why we didn't hire him, because he's boring as hell. And remember when he lost that Super Bowl? That proves that he can't win a Super Bowl.
God, would you rather have this season or that Falcon season?
Great question. Jeez. It's so bad because that last quarter, it really just does invalidate everything that happened before it.
Yeah. I would rather have this season because
I think so.
10 years from now, people might say, you know, oh yeah, the Russell Wilson trade was horrible. But 10 years from now, everyone will still be dogging the Falcons for 28-3. They're not going to get out of that.
28-3 things are still a meme. Like people will be done with the let's ride and the, you know, let's cook, let Russ cook thing eventually, hopefully. But we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. God, that's a good question. I guess we kind of got our own version of it with 43-8. And it does make the whole season a little bittersweet. But that's what happens when you lose a Super Bowl, I guess.
So Dan Quinn, we've talked about him before Hackett was fired. And he's got a relationship with Brian Schottenheimer, right? They would maybe go together as head coach and OC or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I brought up in the Hackett episode that is not up yet, but we could talk about it. Like, do you even think like Brian Schottenheimer would want to coach for Russ again?
See, yeah, it's. Like at this point, like it's a big assumption to think
because like wants to. Yeah, like they had a really good half a season, and then I felt like they got back in their groove a little bit towards the very end. But the story from Seattle, right, was that Russ pushed him out as well, even after that season.
Yeah.
So if that's true, which the longer shit kind of matriculates, feels like it might be. If that's true, if Russ did push him out, like why would Schottenheimer want to go work with Russ again, even if they had success together?
He might not want to. I mean, he's in a good spot in Dallas where who knows, like maybe Kellen Moore eventually takes a head coaching job and Schottenheimer takes his place.
Is he the QB coach there?
I believe so. Okay. He might just be a quality control guy or an assistant.
Some fake title, but he still gets the job. Still does the offensive work.
He's a coaching analyst, so that's a fake job for sure.
For the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Now, yes. I think, does Ejiro Evero saying no to interim, does that limit his chances of taking the head coaching job, do you think?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I know a lot of people were like spinning that out as like, oh, look how bad this job is. He's even want to get involved. But I think it's just smart on his end because he's already going to – they're already going to interview him at the end of the year for the head coaching job. It's like, okay, what do you have to gain or lose? I guess, you know, if you – there's a very, very small chance you win both games and that improves your resume going into a head coaching interview. But I mean, that's probably not going to happen with this team. Like it's much, much harder to win even one of these games than it is to lose both. So I think he's making the right choice. I think he did the right thing probably for the team and for himself. Because if he steps up and coaches the whole team, then you've got an interim defensive coordinator. And so something's not going to run smoothly in there. That's going to reflect poorly on him if he takes the, you know, the job for the last 2 weeks and the defense falls apart. No, if you've already got, you know, the interview in the bag, just like kind of rest on your laurels if you're Evero, because you've put, you know, obviously you've put enough on film through 15 games. That's my take.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think Evero should be seriously considered. But I mostly, like, I don't give a shit. I don't know who's going to, like, until I see them fix all of the other gaping holes, which are personnel, right, which is health, which is QB play. Could be Jesus. Could actually be Jesus coaching Russell Wilson. And I'd be like, I'm not sure. I don't think it's going to be very good.
It's a good point.
And I've been doing this show for 10 years, talking about Broncos on YouTube for 10 years. I always find a way to be optimistic, Will. I really do. I'll put on the darkest shade of orange glasses. Yes. I was excited just this offseason. Thought they did everything right. I feel I don't have confidence in my own ability to judge football anymore, because I thought they did everything right this offseason. Outside of like, you don't have maybe the draft capital. You could have gotten an impact player earlier in the draft. Free agency outside of Russ, you know, not sexy moves, but like Randy Gregory, it's kind of a risky thing, shit like that. Yeah. But I was like, oh yeah, we got it. We're going to be good. No doubt in my mind that this was not going to be a competitive football team. So if I could be that wrong, if the experts, the people who run the NFL could be that wrong, like, I don't know what they're going to do, man. Jeremy Bloom's officially predicting Sean Payton to the Broncos.
He predicted Deion Sanders to the Buffs.
Yeah. Well, Bloom does have strong ties to CU. I don't know what his ties would be to the Broncos, but I'll trust an Olympian.
His sister is Molly Bloom of the movie Molly's Game.
Yes, saw that.
It's a good one.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll get to see Kubiak, his offense for the last couple games without any Hackett influence, although I'm not sure there was much of a Hackett influence after he stopped calling plays, to be honest. Yeah.
Honestly, I think Hackett was willing to try everything to save his job,
including not really even having a job at the end.
Yeah, he's like, okay, fine. You guys want me to have a different play caller? Here we go. That play caller's not working. Here's Kubiak. There's my babysitter upstairs. Let's keep Russ on the bench and play with Rippon, even though Russ could probably go. Not once, but twice, right? Yep. Yeah. Two times, Russ probably could have went. And it's like, well, let's see what this offense looks like without him.
How many games did they win just with Rippon this year, you think?
Same? Four?
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't think Rippon's that good.
I don't either.
He came in and threw a pick six immediately.
Yeah.
And I like Brett Rippon. I wanted Rippon to fucking rip it and shit it down the opponent's throats.
Jerry Rosberg kind of looks like there's some – pictures of him with a beard, and he sort of looks like who's the uncle from Succession, like the environmentalist uncle?
Ferris Bueller, the guy from Ferris Bueller.
No, not No, he looks like the older guy, Logan's brother.
Oh, the Greg's dad?
Yeah, Greg's
grandpa?
Greg's grandpa. Greg's grandpa. Yeah.
Greg's grandpa. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. He kind of looks like him when he's got the full beard.
Oh, well, that actually makes me a little more confident.
Yeah. He looks very opinionated and like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Here we go. You're gonna hear you're gonna hear Mike Shanahan's name a lot.
Oh hell yes.
Mike
Shanahan looks so funny now.
He is full on orange.
We should like start a rumor and see if we can get it to pick up any steam about like some random head coach who's definitely not gonna be in the mix at all.
Ooh. Who would be good?
I'm thinking like we can brainstorm some names. Jeff Fisher, for example.
Jeff Fisher. Steven Belichick.
Oh, okay. I like that. Steve Belichick. DeSean McVay, I have a brother, maybe.
Garrett McVay.
Oh yeah, we could just make up a McVay brother. He's been like coaching in college.
Yes.
Or like FCS.
Boom. And Mina Kimes.
Mina Kimes, yeah. Oh, Condoleezza Rice.
I like Mina better.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same without, you know, the history of involvement in the Middle East. Involvement in the Middle East, sir. She's on our team now. You can't say that.
Yeah. I just need a TV personality. And
that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know, that's why I go Mina Kimes. TV personality. I think she knows football really well. And we the first woman head coach in NFL history. Boom, boom, boom. That's to counter Jeff Saturday. You go one step up above Jeff Saturday. I think Mina Kimes would be a better head coach than Jeff Saturday. Heard it here first. Clip it. Hot take it. Bring it to the house. Or, I mean, wait. What if it is Kyle Brandt, though?
Oh, maybe that. Oh.
What if he provides the truth serum for Russ Wilson?
He's got football experience. He played at Princeton.
Is he bringing Peter Schrager as his analytics guy?
I think so. McCourty's his defensive coordinator.
I'd roll with that.
I like it.
They got to bring Kay Adams back, though. They got to get Kay in the mix, too.
Our poor Kay is...
Up and Adams.
I hope that's doing well, but I can't imagine that's better. Where she wanted to better. Start.
Kay Adams for GM? Fuck yeah.
I like it.
I see it in the chat. So okay. So we need a fake head coach.
Yeah.
Fake McVay.
If anybody has ideas to send them our way. And we'll get it started.
Yeah. I'm going to tweet out a picture of Steven Belichick.
Okay.
And say Broncos next head coach, ?
It should go over well.
Yeah, I think it will.
What about, isn't there a Belichick daughter who coaches like lacrosse at Holy Cross or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
She's already got head coaching experience. No, but I like Steve Belichick because then you can do like the tongue pictures.
Oh, what's Steven thinking? Oh. Every press conference is just him going. Oh.
Steve, you guys lost by 59 points today. Do you have any comment? Steve, when it was time to use your first round pick, you you just sat there and did the tongue thing for 15 minutes straight until they forfeited an entire first round draft pick. What do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, fuck.
I love it. Now I kind of want it.
Yeah. The only way I'll believe that money can, like, you know when they say, like, you have enough money, you can buy anything, right?
Yeah.
Broncos ownership has enough money. For that to be true, Andy Reid needs to be the Broncos' next head coach.
I was literally having this exact thought today. Andy Reid looked like, who's that, Mike Holmgren?
Walmart goes over to old Clark Hunt, right? Is it Clark? Who's there now? Clark?
Yeah, I think so. I think Lamar's the older one who okay. is no longer.
Whoever's the Chiefs owner now. He walks into his office. He says, listen here, you poor. Yeah.
You're poor as hell.
Well, you got $2 billion, $3 billion, you poor ass poor. We are going to give you this check right here. You just keep filling out numbers on that check until Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are my quarterback and head coach. We'll take Travis Kelce too, and I'm going to shut this door. I'll be back in 5 minutes. If you don't agree to my terms, then plan on never seeing your family again. Boom. We got Andy Reid. We got Pat Mahomes. We got Travis Kelce. Then they walk over to the Chargers and they say, we don't need anything from you guys. Then they go over to the Raiders and they do the same thing, but for Devontae Adams.
Yep.
And we set. Oh no, we get Rashawn Slater. We get Rashawn Slater from the Chargers.
Slater would be great.
Damn. That's when I'll know money can buy you anything.
Gronk.
Man, part of me is at a point where I would consider that.
The three Gronk brothers. I guess there's probably four, but one on offense, one on defense, and then Rob, obviously the head coach.
Rob, yeah. I forget all their names. I think, and they do a new Shark Tank appearance once a season.
Part of me just wants to find like a random, like as obscure, like an FCS college coach as I can find, to the point where people won't even recognize the logo, so they can Google it, and then just make up a fake name and say that they've been linked to this guy.
Yeah.
What would be like a good fake name?
Let me think.
We could do like
one Adam. Of the no, let's see. Joel. 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 Joel Ireland.
Strong.
I'm just looking at names I see on Twitter. Joel Summers. Mark Jones.
Mark Jones.
George Jones.
George
Gary
Jones.
Gary Payton.
Gary Payton. I think he was a basketball player.
Shaquille O'Neal. All right. Let's get out of here.
We're done. This has gotten terrible.
We hit a wall. All right. See you guys. Nathaniel Hackett is gone. We don't know. We'll get both the Rex Ryan brothers if we need to. Give me both Rex and Rob Ryan. We don't know who's going to be the next head coach. We got two games left. and that's it. We've hit rock bottom. We thought we got there. Now we are for sure there. So
now it's there.
Silver lining. Richard Woods.
How about just Richard Wood?
Hey, you know what time it is. DraftKings Sportsbook time. Who is an official sports betting partner of the NFL? DraftKings is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. And right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. I like to do parlays when watching my football team taking the under on any yardage total and the under on any anytime touchdown scorer. That's just me and my team, though. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DNVR. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.